From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM. Cairo resident Pete Kaminsky has declared his candidacy for Greene County Sheriff. Kaminsky is a retired New York State Police Supervisor with the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. In a statement posted to Facebook, Kaminsky wrote, and I quote, "I have strived to bring all law enforcement agencies in Greene County together in a collaborative effort to serve the public. I retired in order to run for sheriff in hopes to continue my efforts to bring a united, collaborative, and professional approach to Greene County's issues, including the opioid epidemic, crimes against children, and the elderly," end quote. Kaminsky was born in Queens, New York, and his family moved to Palinville when he was 7 years old. He graduated from Catskill High School and later attended SUNY Buffalo and Columbia Greene Community College. As a state trooper, he patrolled the roadways of Greene and Orange counties. Following his promotion to the BCI, he handled a variety of serious crimes, including homicide, robbery, and assault. Kaminsky was named Greene County Lawman of the Year in 1998. Kaminsky wrote, and I quote, "I'm dedicated to public service and believe that I have the temperament, organizational skills, compassion, and sense of fairness to bring the sheriff's office to the next level. I believe in building lasting relationships and sharing services for the common good," end quote. Another state police investigator, Diane Benoit, announced her intention to run for sheriff in July. Incumbent Sheriff Greg Seeley has not yet declared his intention to run. Read Kaminsky's full announcement at 985thecat.iheart.com. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. Officials from Greene County's Mountaintop addressed county legislators February 6 in an effort to improve emergency response service in their community. Huntertown Supervisor Darrell Legg, Huntertown Board Member Dolph Semenza, Lexington Town Supervisor John Berger, and Windham Town Supervisor Bob Pellin spoke about issues specific to the area's paramedic fly car, which is stationed in Windham. They appealed to lawmakers requesting the fly car be relocated to Hunter and that an additional vehicle be stationed in Lexington. The Windham fly car's current location near Route 23 makes it possible to respond to accidents in the valley. It is not the ideal place for serving the greater Mountaintop community. Legg said, and I quote, "For the guy having a stroke in Westkill, you might as well call the coroner," end quote. All four officials previously made their cases to the County Emergency Medical Service Board and were told the Mountaintop did not have a high enough call volume to relocate the car and have an additional vehicle, according to Legg. Semenza said Hunter ranks third in the county for the number of calls, after Catskill and Coxsackie. When the EMS board voted on a proposal for an additional Mountaintop fly car last fall, it was defeated by one vote. Legislators last week spoke in favor of relocating the emergency vehicle. "The relocation would not be difficult compared to purchasing a second fly car," said Patricia Handel, a Republican who represents Durham. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting three of the four declared Democratic candidates for the office of Ulster County Executive appeared February 10th at a public forum hosted by the Ulster County Democratic Committee. Mark Ryder, a current deputy county executive, and former 19th Congressional District primary candidates Pat Ryan and Patrice Strong appeared before the packed room at Kingston City Hall to answer questions. The fourth candidate, Jeff Moran, a former Woodstock Town Supervisor, did not participate. At the forum, Ryder, Ryan, and Strong all agreed on basic issues, differing slightly on details on how certain problems should be addressed. Topics discussed included the fate of the former county jail building, taxes, jobs, constituent services, local transportation, diversity, the environment, immigration, restorative justice, and pilot programs. Michael Hine officially stepped down as executive February 8th. And a special election must now take place within 90 days or no later than May 21st. The County Democratic Committee will choose one candidate at their annual nominating convention February 20th. The Republicans will make their pick on February 23rd. The winner of the special election will serve through December 31st, the end of Hine's term. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Mallory Monet is reporting for the Times Union. The Siena College Research Institute reported on February 11 that Governor Andrew Cuomo's favorability rating fell to its lowest ever in January, down to 43% from 51% in December. Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg said, and I quote, "Now for the first time ever, half of New Yorkers view Andrew Cuomo unfavorably. It's his lowest favorability rating ever and his lowest ever job performance as governor. And it's a dramatic drop in both ratings from last month," end quote. The poll was conducted from February 4th to February 7th by phone to 778 New York registered voters. The survey also showed that ratings for U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, as well as the New York State Senate and Assembly, also dropped. Cuomo's ratings have trended downward for more than a year. His highest favorability rating was 8 years ago in February 2011. The poll found that New Yorkers are split on the question of whether the state is on the right track or not. New York City voters and Democrats are upbeat, while upstate residents are pessimistic. On the subject of national politics, nearly 75% of Democrats in New York say their party in Congress should not give the president the border wall funding he has demanded to avoid another government shutdown. Greenberg said, and I quote, "New Yorkers say no to funding a border wall, and they scream no to Trump declaring a national emergency to fund the wall," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.